I saw interviews that were done with him from outside the country, and I decided that I needed to go speak to him myself.
Sure.
Because if he had this kind of courage, and this is a man of high caliber.
Yeah. And he's what, 82 now, Paula?
He's 82, and yeah. When I spoke to him, he told me that during the Kennedy years, he was very active in unifying all the armed forces. In other words, he said something McNamara would have loved to do. He had unified the Army, the Air Force, and, you know, and the Navy. And he said that he was very, very active in those days, because when I went to interview him, I asked him if there were UFO reports coming across his desk, and why would he ever get interested in something like this? I mean, you know, this is... Like someone once said, this is like it's untouchable for scientists and politicians,
absolutely,
this subject matter.
Absolutely. The fact that he would say this, I thought, either this guy is making up one heck of a story, or there is indeed one heck of a story out there.
Well, he's very concerned on an exopolitical level, because he said, what are the implications if we're going to be shooting at these beings, if we're putting money into some kind of defense mechanism here, well, we don't know what the facts and figures are. I mean, he says that in the interview. I have the text of the interview in front of me, so I know exactly what he said to me. Now, in order to do this, anybody could have done it. I made an appointment and with him in Toronto. He was very kind. He gave me an hour of his time. And I had a cameraman fly in, a sound cameraman fly in from California, who was a volunteer to film one part of it, and then Mike Bird filmed the other part of it. So we made a DVD, which premiered at the Laughlin UFO conference. I think it's on their website. So this DVD is for the whole entire world. I mean, basically, what he said to me was that Canada was very, very concerned with the idea of a defense mechanism, defense missile shield, that they bought into it, what they were shooting at. And since he read Colonel Philip Corso's book, he was convinced. He said that what Corso was saying was true, because he recognized a lot of the
players,
incidences,
yeah,
and the names. And that he said that on a political level, he said that he would like to know more. And he and I said to him, as a journalist, I said, do you know what you're getting yourself into? And he just, you know what he responded? He said, did you ever read the Bible? The truth shall set you free. And he made me laugh, because the truth is the truth is what we're all after, isn't it, George? I mean, this is what this is all about.
Absolutely. We almost had Paul Hellyer on with you tonight, Paula, but he's traveling, and because of the lateness of the hour, he couldn't make it. But somewhere down the line, we may do that and get him on live here and chat with him. And like you say, he can't give a lot of time, especially with his age now, but talking to him would be fantastic. What was your impression of him as an individual?
Well, I thought he was very, very knowledgeable. He had written something like 8 books on economics. So he basically is interested in the economic system, he's interested in not having it be, I think, a one world economic system. And he's looking at the fact that there are so many problems on this planet that we could take the military dollars and help the people that are starving, help with the ecological problems, that our focus is all wrong. And basically, I thought he really had a very strong argument that a lot of us have. And because of his position, maybe people would listen to him. So I thought he was a very, very trustworthy, very, very, a man that's full of integrity, and a man that has had all these years of expertise. I mean, he was under Trudeau, I think, as vice premier, and then he was ex-minister of defense. This is a man who knows what's going on in the world, and a man who is using the word UFOs, which a lot of people don't even use. Now, he's wondering why the United States is keeping this secret. He said it's time for, and he used the word, full disclosure. And when he uses the word full disclosure, you know, as a journalist, I know why there isn't full disclosure. And I'm wondering exactly, I said, wouldn't this bring about problems? And he said, but they're problems that we have to solve sooner or later. So, you know, the interview is really incredible. It's on my website. And you know, he's one that wants to bring the witnesses from the Disclosure Project, from Stephen Greer's Disclosure Project, to Canada.
Well, did he ever talk about why the Canadian government hasn't come forward? Surely they must be aware of UFOs and extraterrestrials. I'm sure some of them have landed in Canada as well.
Oh, yeah, there's been a couple of cases in Canada.
Well, I mean, why hasn't the Canadian government, even under his watch, come forward to say, hey, they're real, they exist? So it's just not a United States, I guess, non-disclosure situation. It's governments all over the place.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, that's absolutely true. I think that Paul Hellyer got involved in this when he read Corso's book, which was in his retirement years, which is, you know, now. I don't think he was doing, you know, he was interested or curious before this. And I think that his position as someone who is retired is going to be a private initiative, not a political initiative. Although he and Alfred Weber, who is working on, you know, peace and space, they want to have a citizens' hearing in Canada and have pushed forth for this citizens' hearing. And this citizens' hearing will include the disclosure witnesses that, you know, Stephen Greer had at the Washington Press Club. I mean, he asked me why that didn't take off. He said, how come you could have all this proof at the Washington Press Club with Stephen Greer's hard work and nothing happened? And so I couldn't answer that because I think that nothing happened because I think September 11th came right after that.
Well, I was going to say the timing was pretty bad, unfortunately. Did he say anything about whether he was aware of the existence of extraterrestrials or visitations while he was in government, or did he merely begin to think about this after he read The Day After Roswell, the Corso book?
Well, I don't think he was going to tell me that. I mean, basically, I asked him that question. I said, why did you become interested? Is it a personal thing, or did you see something come across your desk?
Right.
And he said that he had these reports coming across his desk, but he was too busy with other issues to take them seriously. But he, I think it's later on in his life that he, as a private, I think a lot of people, probably in politics, that are coming forward, and a lot of people in NASA that are coming forward, when they retire, they no longer have to, deal with maybe a security oath or with, representing
some branch of the government.
When they retire,
some of them have to keep it forever.
Well, yes, but look at Colonel Corso. I mean, Colonel Corso, yeah, to me, his book and his testimony is powerful. It actually changed ufology. So, but he didn't do that while he was working under Trudeau, General Trudeau. He waited until he was in his 80s, and this is what concerned me, you know. That's one of the reasons I flew there right away. You know, this man is courageous enough to talk about, let's look at what we're doing in space. I want to be there. For me, it's a historical archive, George. I mean, this is history.
Absolutely.
If this man came forward and said this, I would like to record it for our children's children's children. I would like to have all these courageous people on tape so that we, you know, they leave something for us, because there are people out there that do want the truth, that are willing to, you know, risk their career.